Blog Talk Radio. I need to the man. short-term ambitions, then we would hope that everything goes well in that direction. But I want to establish a good sentence that the children don't honor. You can be held up.
Parts of them these words. Father, we just we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith, how may I say it? Into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we glory in the tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh with patience. What does tribulation work? How tribulation worketh with patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed because of the love of God. It is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God then commended his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. 1 John 4, follow me there if you will. Again, reading at verse 15. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love. What is God? God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and he is his brother, he's a liar. What is a man that hates his brother? What is a man that hates his brother? What is a man that hates his brother? Let that sink in. But he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? How can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. And all people said amen. Amen. What a tremendous text. Time will not allow me to really, really express the totality of that is the birth of my spirit to impart to you. But just if you will, bear with me, I will try to do the best I can with the time that's allowed to me. Sometimes you have to go overtime because the time is not enough time. So if I go overtime, we'll get out about 6 o'clock this evening. I used to do that when I was an actually graduate. I would say, it's a good thing to be here in New York speaking to you today. And since I haven't been here in a long time, I'm going to try to express myself with the time I have, mostly because it's and probably won't see you again for a long time. So we'll get out about 8 o'clock tonight. And God called me to stay here until the benediction is over. I want to express today, and if I write it down, just a text I read, to go talk to you a little bit about eternal love. And we're going to shoot a million words saying to each of you that a famous singer, Tina Turner, you already know what it was. She says, and I will speak, what's love got to do with it? Well, I express after reading this text and other texts in concrete support of love. Love has everything to do with it. The golden text of the Bible starts in 2 John 3:16 and its premises and the foundation upon which motivated God to do the dear part of it. Well, we have to overstep the boundaries and did that that he said, don't do. And most of us who sit here today realize that we've done something that God didn't say to do. Now, I'm not going to meet you today because I read an article on a minister who started his church on this. And this testimony says he really wanted to do all he could to build a large congregation. And so he said, I found myself for 3 years preaching the wrath of God. And he said, my church did not grow. Because all our preachers are wrath of God. I've always reminded them of how wrong they were and what sinners they were. My church didn't grow. As a matter of fact, it fucked off. He said, from the moment I began to preach love, the moment I began to preach the forgiveness of God and the love of God, the church grew by leaps and bounds. And I agree with him. To think about what he's saying, most of us in here know that somewhere along our lives we have been misled. Let me use that word. Been misled. Because we recognize that there are two forces in there. One is the force of the devil, and one is the force of God. Amen? Amen. And the definition of the plot and plan of the devil, the Bible says he comes but for to kill, steal, and to destroy. But now we understand that the motivation of God, who sent his son based on love, who said, for God said, Jesus said, but I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Did you notice the text, the first 6:4 in Romans that we read? It says, while we were yet sinners.
Yeah.
Let's see what else under that. It says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I pondered over sin. And most times we fight with people. When we remind them what sin brings us to, we say it over and over again. The wages of sin.
Yeah.
So that shakes people up.
Yeah.
But that statement is an ongoing reminder. Death is a reminder of sin. It was long ago established the plot and the plan of Satan. Why do I blame Satan? Because it was Satan who diverted the very command of God, took the woman, told her that God didn't need that she would die. He just didn't want you to eat the fruit recipe because he recognized that the day you eat the fruit recipe, you become as God, knowing good from evil. So what happened to that is when the word of God says, die, go ahead. You're with me. I believe Trinity is with me, or whoever's listening on the scene. Pride goes before destruction and the Holy Spirit before the fall. You know what? All of us are suffering, from that. Because sometimes we receive instructions, and the very thing that we're told not to do is the very thing we want to do. And I know about this. Love is extending. Love is truly extending. It goes beyond the imagination of most of us. I thought about the day when I was a little boy and when I was getting in trouble and I was going to bed. My mother or my aunt, my mother's aunt would tell us to go get a switch and bring it to me. But I said, if I had been thinking like I know now about love, I wouldn't have gotten a switch. I was checking love out. I would have got the biggest wrench I could find to accommodate her wanting to reach me. I wouldn't have gotten a switch, but I would have got my truck of brains in there. And she said, now, boy, you know I'm not about to hit you with this ring. I'm going to kill you. But that's the way God is about us. When we need to put him, he will come out of it, but at the same time, he's not getting hit you. Because we can take off all this.
I love the sister. If you do that, I'm not going to pronounce.
The whole gospel I'm a preacher. the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the baptism. I receive that you must receive the power of the Holy Ghost within your life to make you permanently a resident. If you're here and that's what you desire to do, just raise your hand. I'm here and pray. Pray for you. She got her hand raised. Those who got their hand raised, those who have joined me and support them. Young man had this hand raised. Now, you're in the prayer. You're in the prayer. Father, I thank you today for these who heard your word today. You said this word for them. You made them learn. And to say yes to your will and way. You know their future that lies in when they rose this morning, they didn't know that they'd be sent on the altar before they ended. But they're standing here because it is your will that they live. Completely free from the curse that was placed upon Adam in the Garden of Eden. Bless them, O God. Understand how important it is that they live a life according to your word. Bless the Lord for the obedience and the response to you. Those that even did come that should have come, be grateful to you. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you.
praise. One more time, God is here. How many know that there's a we got a bad mood? You know,
That's great.
is so phenomenal. Now, I said, see, to encourage us, because it's good teaching. Amen. You know, they got a cartoon on television now where the cartoons cut. They have profanity. Y'all just know that, don't you? So you're going to have to look for something good. You have to search for something outstanding. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am a team. She joined our team. We're involved. And we want to think that we will be encouraging you to become a part of. But she's doing something to get her interest right now. And what she's going to do is sharing with you something that has been touching my heart as long as I lost my mother. This is back in May 10th. She died on May 10th. It was very long. David's birthday and a teacher. Very strong. This time was last year. And my brother is here because we are celebrating her birthday. My family. And my family all coming. But she died with the same, and she's going to share with you the same that her mother died with about a year or so ago. You know who this is? Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and just give her a hand. We have all the thank you, President. Thank you, sister, for having me here. I enjoy her. She is on good times. I tell you, and I thank you guys for keeping us up there. Well, I am here because I have a foundation called Different Business, and all my foundations, and all of my mothers passed away with all of mine in 2011. And for say, you know how devastating that is. The whole family knows because there's such a person that has to be that the whole family. And I think Americans are quite much.
So it's a disease that I have to, you know, go around and make people aware of it, talk about it, hope to God that a cure is waiting around the corner, and hope that the government will start giving money to this disease like it did for cancer. Well, thank God it did for cancer and for AIDS, but now this disease is leading. It's leading. And touching a lot of families. But I wanted to share with you why I call the remembering a good time. Mommy and I were watching Good Times. She was to watch it. We were watching Good Times one day. And, you know, Thelma and JJ, always fighting, carrying on. So, we were watching the show, and Mommy looked at me and said, you know, that kid's a little girl.
She no longer knew. She knew me now, but she didn't even know I was that girl. And that's how devastating this is. Because I'm just a client. No cure.
Yes, amen.
Once it gets you, once it's all you,
there is no cure for that. That is a death sentence. And we are fighting very hard to get a cure for this thing. You know, and so that's what I do. My foundation goes around and talk about it. I do speeches. We talk to doctors about it. So we know it so that this thing can be heard. You know what I mean? So today all I'm doing is I have my books back there. They're helping me to raise money for my foundation. That's what we're doing here. And I'm also writing a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey, and it'll be out July 4th. So thank you so much. We're excited about everybody playing. And you know what? Another thing that she had is a picture of all of them. So that's really nice too. And she'll sign it for you if you'll purchase that. And it'll be a wonderful thing to have in your home. The team
the task. In fact, what we're doing is we started, we're involved in a multi-million dollar project, and that is with Jeanette. And so we're going to be sharing that with you. I want you to become a part of the team and to just simply get involved. I'm sure as she travels, because she's one of the persons that will be representing us around the world. And so we're thankful for that. And she's going to be the face of Jeanette, and we're excited about it. So it's causing everything to just.
So I encourage you to get on board as you can with Jeanette.
Yeah. You know, we talk about the ones that brought him today. How did you put it?
Already up.
For Sister Chris. Chris?
It's already up.
Thank you. We wanted to do this together, but some of you already turned it in. But we did. Thank you very much. Let's do this quickly. Thank you. God bless you. Take the efforts of all of us working together. We can rejoice together. Walk in. New, beautiful sanctuary. See, look what the Lord has blessed us all to do. We are certainly stronger together than we are apart.
Thank you.
who I'm sending. Let us pray, Father. We thank you this afternoon for your mercy, your grace, your favor. We are in the future of our faith that you just continue to shed your love upon each of us, cause us to love each other. We thank you, Lord, for this day, this opportunity. Protect us as we go out from this place.
Joyce Haddon, and we're here in Detroit, Michigan. We've just had a major service, and we're speaking into your life that there's some things that God want to do that's so major. We built something in this room today. I called it dew, like dew in the morning, the glory dropping like milk from the mountain, and God doing some supernatural things. I believe that I'm speaking to somebody that has some situations in your life that you need some things turned around. I want to be able to help you with that. And Evangelist Tanya Johnson and I have hooked up, along with a team, people like Thelma from Good Times. I'm sure that you've seen that even in Africa, maybe Italy, Australia, wherever you are, you've seen Good Times. She's joined with us as a team member. I want to encourage you to be a part of where we're going, what we're doing, and you can agree with us and become a multimillionaire. We want to be able to make you one while we're becoming one. Evangelist Tanya Johnson has done a lot of wonderful things for you when it comes to music, sharing her music and sharing your music and bringing it into to America and bringing it into the United States. That is a phenomenal thing to have somebody just stay focused for 9 years bringing your music to the forefront. So I want to encourage you to become a part of her team, my team. I'm Joyce Haddon. I'm Dietrich Haddon's mother. Gerald Haddon and David Haddon and Clarette J. Haddon Jackson that will be releasing a new CD in a few days. Join us by going on our website, and that is joycehaddon.jeanetteglobal.com. That is, write it down, Joyce Haddon, all lowercase, Joyce Haddon, all lowercase, dot Jeanette dot com, Google.com. And if you need more information, you can just simply call us at 313, that is 828-6237. But we are up to making millionaires overnight. So if you'll begin to call by the thousands, but you're the first to have it, beat everybody else calling. Send or look into that website, and I called it joycehaddon.jeanetteglobal.com. If you'll do that and go on, let me tell you, we have some major, major, major products that's turning your life backwards. What I mean by that, if you're 50, you'll look 40. If you're 40, you'll look 20. If you're 69, I promise you, we're taking you back to the 40s. Hey, get ready. Let's hook up. Let's do it. It's big, it's major, and it's outstanding. We look forward to your calling. We're standing by the phones. We're waiting by the email, waiting for you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I am Pastor Ernestine Richardson, and I just want to add to what Prophet Haddon has said. This new product that the Lord has brought to us is a blessing for all the children of God around the world. It's no specific race, creed, or color, but it's for all of God's children. And I promise you that if you will tune in and join in with us with the product called Jeanette, is our company. If you will join in with us, I promise you your life will change. You will never be the same. Our sister, Evangelist Tasha, is doing a mighty work for the Lord. He has opened up his door so that she can be a blessing to the world. And we want to give God all the praises and glory for using her as an open door for all of us to be blessed. So what we want you to do is just take a look on our website. Okay, another one would be Ernestine Richardson. That's ernestinerichardson.Jeanette, JeuNesse, Global, GLOBAL.com. Tune in, and I promise you, victory, prosperity, wealth, and riches are already yours. For the Lord said, I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, and it is to prosper you and give you good success. So I promise you, you can call our sister, amen, Evangelist Tasha at 313-828-6237. God bless you. We love you. And may the Lord let the blessing run you down and take you over. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come humble before your throne of grace once again, praying for our sisters and brothers and children all over the world, that you will let them see the light and tune in and join in with us, God, so that all of them will be blessed and prosper, that there will be no lack of slacking. For you said in your word, Heavenly Father, that you know, God, what you already have, the plans and thoughts you already have for us, and you promised us a land flowing with milk and honey, and we receive that. We won't take down. We are everything that you say that we are. We can do everything that you say that we can do. We are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the blessed, not the curse, the limb and not the body, and the health and not the sick. We decree and declare that all these listening sisters and brothers and children that are listening all over whatever city or country they may be in, God, that they are tuned in to this anointed word, and that they too will join hands and forces with us to get the victory that you already seen, and we decree and declare that it's already done in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's in Jesus' name I pray right now. Say that we bind every evil and foul spirit you may try to do so, come against the minds of God's people, and we lose the blessings of God overflowing good measure, so it shall shake and run over to a man given our bosom, and we all say amen. We love you, we love you, we love you. God bless you.
God bless you.